Small Pleasure, Petit Plaisir, 1967. Sculpture made from lignite limestone by Joseph Vis, 1922-2005. Small Pleasure evokes a Greek temple from antiquity, but differentiates itself through a subtle use of materials. The sculpture is made up of two chunky columns supporting an architrave. The marks made by the chisel have been left untouched, bringing the surfaces to life and rendering the stone rough as if it had remained in its natural state or had been prematurely eroded. This characteristic refers back to a time even older than Greek antiquity. It suggests a primitive totem or megalithic standing stone that has been raised up and in which the solid areas, the hollows, and the effects of the light contribute to its mysterious function. This sculpture testifies to the importance of the architectural dimension in the work of Vis and blends perfectly into Paul Mistral Park. Its energy and monumental presence perfectly echo the concrete used for the town hall building designed by Maurice Novarina. The work was made within the framework of the first French Symposium of Sculpture in 1967. This international rendezvous for artists expressed the town of Grenoble's desire to confront sculptors with the urban structures that accompanied the organization of the 1968 Winter Olympics. Around 15 works were thus created in situ, from the northern entrance of the town to the Olympic Village and through Paul Mistral Park. Joseph Vis was born in 1922 and grew up in the mountains in the northeast of Switzerland, not far from the numerous sandstone quarries of this region. Fascinated by this material, he created some monumental sculptures, working using a direct carving technique. This work was commissioned by the town of Grenoble in 1967. The town of Grenoble has more than 150 works installed in public places that we invite you to discover, thanks to several trails across the town and on the grenoble-patrimoine.fr website. These trails have been created with the help of the Department of Isère and the Auvergne-Rhône-Alpes Regional Cultural Affairs Directorate.